now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
It's Bonnie Tyler. Yes. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Some great music, folks. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm enjoying it immensely. So let's know. Just go to the website. You can leave a comment. Please do so. Leave a comment. StudioWBuzz.com. 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 And we made it a little easier also. Before you had to search for the archive tab. Remember, you had to hit on air, then it dropped down. But now, archive shows has its own tab right there on the main page. Now, you can also go on that same page, hit archive shows, it's right there on the top, And you can subscribe and you can listen to this broadcast. In case you missed it, you want to share it with someone, maybe a friend, just go to studiowbuzz.com, studiowbuzz.com, or internationally, studiow.buzz. Simple. Okay. And then if you want to hear, just hit on air, hit the play button, scroll down, hit the play button, and you're right there. Now, easier, you can take it around home, gym, office, or play. Just go to your Apple App Store and download studio.w. Don't forget the dot. Studio.w. Android, go to your your App Store, your Play Store, right? Android, Studio W, on your Play Store, Apple App Store, Studio.w. I just lost Mike for a minute. Mike, what happened? Oh, my goodness, he'll be back shortly. But anyway, stay tuned, folks. StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com. The very finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Got more music for you coming up right now. I think what I'm going to do, this group I mentioned earlier, I just love this group. Average White Band. It's called A Love of Your Own. My. Mad Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast on the Buzz, Studio W Buzz Global.
Just
Oh no, can't stop the music, can't stop the music. My main man. Mm-hmm. Man, Mad Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Live and in living color. Hey, yeah. Mad Mike and Wild Will. Hey, man. Guess what, Mike? In the meantime, had a couple of jams. I told you I had to go back to Average White Band, right? Look, I had their albums, man. I'm a total fan. A Love of Your Own. I don't know whether you had a chance to hear that, or I know you were working on some things technically, but that was a jam there. And then Schoolboy Crush.
I had you on my phone, so I was listening to everything, but I was just trying to get back in to the internet and connect with you again.
Well, you got it. Okay, I have the last one that you sent me. And also, I have I got it. I have it right here, brother. Nice. And I have some Fleetwood Mac here, too. Okay, we're going to do this thing. We're going to extend this thing for a few minutes, and we're going to get all of this music in. But I was able, I looked at the music, the list, right? And you know how we, off air, we talk about things, okay, how we're going to design the music, what's going to happen, so we don't have any repeats and things of that nature, right? And I looked down, I said, wow, okay, Mike has one more here but then we're going to do this other one over the rainbow, then I have another surprise for you, then another surprise for you, and we're just going to do this thing, okay? Why don't we do...
Before you play that one song, let me comment in advance, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, please. Which one are you talking about, the Eva Cassidy?
Yes. Let me comment before you play.
Okay. All right. Okay. No problem. Please. Continue.
Oh, I thought you were going to play a song.
Oh, I can play a song. I thought you were going to comment before. I can play the song now and you can come.
Are you going to play it right now?
I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, let me comment.
Please.
This song really, really touches me because she's a British singer. And if there's an iconic song out there, Over the Rainbow is certainly one of the iconic songs that's been covered by so many different people.
Ooh, okay. So
this particular version of hers really gets me because she was a lounge singer. So she would sing in the pubs and she does this beautiful rendition of Over the Rainbow. She died of cancer.
Oh.
When she was like 35.
Oh no.
Died very young. She became famous for this song after she had died. So she didn't even know that she was famous.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing?
When you listen to this song, it's poor video quality. If you go to YouTube and punch it in, it's the quality, because somebody was taking it with a cell phone or whatever they were doing.
Right.
But the audio quality is still very good. So her singing the song is as far as audio goes, it's very good.
That's
what we want. Because somebody was in the back of this pub trying to record her singing the song, Again, the video is not all that great.
I understand.
But the emotion she puts into the song, again, this is probably my favorite version of Over the Rainbow, which happens to be a personal favorite of mine to begin with.
Okay.
They say that she knew she was dying of cancer when she sang this.
Wow. How old was she?
I think I'd have to look it up, but I think she was about 35.
Very young.
And you can hear at the very end of her emotionally singing this song, wow, you can hear her voice crack at the end of the song.
I'm going to listen.
So this is my absolute favorite song of, our favorite version of my favorite song.
Okay.
Eva Cassidy, go to YouTube, look her up. Wonderful, wonderful version.
Wow, wow, wow. I wish I had saved that for the showstopper then. Okay?
You can put it in anywhere you want.
Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. Why don't we go to some Fleetwood Mac first, and then we'll come back to Eva Cassidy. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much for that. Because something that important, we should end the show on that. I mean, shucks, man. I have no problem.
That would be a wonderful ending.
Let's do it.
You got it.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and
like
turned
this
around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide.
I have to tell you, when I met Stevie Nicks,
yeah,
done with a mirror in the sky. What is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
Good choice, William.
turn down the bed, turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me, tell me no lies, just hold me close, don't patronize, don't patronize.
Man, my friend,
so let me set this up again. Eva Cassidy.
Wow, Bonnie Raitt, I can't make you love me if you don't. I can't make your heart, you can't make your heart feel something it won't. The two of the classic lines, Mike, if you think about it, you know, as a songwriter, you know, and if you write songs out there, there's a one or two classic lines that you build the entire song around. And that is, and then the melody there, and Bonnie Raitt, I had to pull that out of the archives, Mike. I had to do it, brother. Had to do it.
Good job.
You want to comment? Because we're going to have to reset the scene because Eva Cassidy is the next song. That is the showstopper. Mike, the floor is yours, my dear friend.
Thank you, William. So, again, this song alone is one of my favorite songs because it just draws so much emotion to me.
Mm-hmm.
And artists all over the world have copied this song and covered the song. Some good, some not so good, but this one, absolutely beyond the original song.
I know Patti LaBelle did it. Patti LaBelle,
and right. done it well. But this one in particular is absolutely my favorite because when you and I are talking about music and emotion,
yes,
this lady absolutely pours her heart and soul into singing this song. And again, she was just a pub singer.
Wow.
Maybe that's unfair of me to say just a pub singer, but
okay.
She would sing in the pubs in Great Britain. And somewhere along the way, she came down with cancer.
Mm.
And she died at the very young age of 35.
Mm. Eva Cassidy.
And this recording of her in the pub, let me see. They speculate that she already knew she was dying of cancer.
Right.
So when she sings this song, and towards the end,
wow,
her voice cracks a little bit.
Right.
Watch for it.
Right.
And you can kind of feel that she knew.
Right. And she just wanted to pour it. She wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Boy. She just let it all go out. Wow.
She became famous after her death.
Right.
So she never knew how really great she was.
Amazing.
So, yeah, this is the showstopper right here.
Oh, man, it is, brother. I'm glad you shared that with us, you know, because it is really amazing because there are so many artists. And a lot of them, when they passed, they weren't that old. You take Jimi Hendrix. I think Jimi Hendrix is like 28 years old. And you said this lady was 35. And a lot of them don't know. Oh, my God. And, you know, it's kind of sad. It's bittersweet. We love the music. But you and I, we wish that they were around to see and enjoy their accomplishments. I know how you are. And I know how, and you know how I am, right? Right, brother?
I think Jimi Hendrix and there was like three of them that all died at 27.
Oh, man, too young. And they left us with such wonderful, wonderful music. I call it gems. I mean, things that we can cherish and learn from and reflect on. And music heals, folks. Music heals. It helps. It soothes. It does so many different things. I'm being redundant because I see it often.
Right.
Can you imagine a world without music, Mike?
No.
No?
Or animals.
Or animals?
My buddy Guinness.
Guinness. Hey, where's Guinness? Where's Guinness?
Guinness. Come here.
Okay,
where
Guinness. It's a showstopper, Guinness.
Come here, Guinness.
Yeah. See.
Do you want to say goodnight to people? Sit for me.
Yeah. Okay, Guinness.
Rube.
Okay, yeah. Guinness.
Hey, come on.
Rube. Okay.
There he is.
Great. So Guinness approves. All right, that's all right with us. Okay, Guinness, we're gonna have to work on the timing. All right, let's work on the timing, Guinness.
No, I think Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and the third one. They all died at 27.
Yes. Oh my God, I love Janis Joplin too.
I can't remember. third one, and shame on me for.
Well, that's already dead, and there, but there's so many more. I think Frankie Lyman died at an early age. Those of you who go back, right? I'm a music historian anyway. Okay, it has nothing to do with my age. Anyway, Mike, hey buddy, great program, great show. Looking forward to us getting back together on the 22nd. And that is another episode.
Do a Friday, a Red Solo Cup Friday.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Red Cup Friday.
You like Red Cup Friday. Yeah, Mike.
I just like playing music.
Me too, buddy. Have music stories and fun. Oh, and you know, I always say it gets gooder and gooder, Mike. It gets gooder and gooder. Folks, Eva Cassidy.
I gotta look that up on Webster's dictionary, the gooder and gooder.
Well, tell Webster if it's not there, tell me it should be there. And it's mine. It is original. It is original, Mike. Okay. Gooder and gooder.
It works for me.
Hey, buddy. Eva Cassidy over the rainbow.
Thanks for everybody tuning in and listening to us.
Clowning around, just having a good time. Two friends, coast to coast, having a blast. Each and every time we get together, man, it's always a blast with you, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
My pleasure.
Thanks, William.
Oh, yeah. Kick back, grab a glass, your red cup, and enjoy this.
This is just the bestest version of the song.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
over the rainbow. Hey, Mad Mike, Wild Will. Hey, Mike, I need to add that other D to Mad, okay? Hey, partner. Have a good night, my friend. And we'll talk soon. Have a good night, buddy.
You know where to find me.
I do. My pleasure. This is Randy Crawford, Bottom Line. Enjoy your night, everyone. And whatever's in your red cup, it's your business.
Mm-hmm.